T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go State, a sixth round draft pick, his first punt today. And it's a big one. Wow, look at this, to the 15, and it's a touchback.
I mean,
as an 82-yard punt. An 82-yard punt, net 62, out to the 20, and I think you found your punter.
82 yards. Hey, if you're blowing away Steve Tasker on the broadcast.
He declared the competition over.
That's right,
there.
It's over. He held on the game-winning field goal. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe with you. Howard's off today. So, punt god, Matt Araiza, saw his post-game interview. It was kind of funny. Just like, he's swarmed by the media. What's it like to hit a ball that far? He's like the long drive champion showed up. He's Happy Gilmore, I guess, right? Like,
yeah.
Look at this guy. Holy cow, we've never seen anybody do it like this. So I regret to admit that I did not see the punt live. We left before he kicked.
It was the final minute of the second quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just missed it. But, you know, my wife and I were driving home, got the game on in the car, so Murph's on the call. And the call from Murph is, you know, Araiza back to kick, he gets it away, and then you hear the crowd on the broadcast. You hear 50,000. Whoa. This big swell of noise. And, of course, seen the highlights a bunch of times by now. So, I'm not kidding when I say this. That's the perfect punter. The perfect punter is not coffin corners. He can be intricate and you can punt from the 50-yard line to the one.
Yeah.
The perfect punter, especially for this team, is now he's going to kick it through the back of the end zone. I would take 39 punts this year and 39 touchbacks. If you know you're going to get a touchback, if the Bills could know every time he kicks it, it's going to be a touchback. Your analytics, your fourth down percentages, you could eliminate the variable of, well, I mean, what if we make him go with a long field? A touchback's a long field against this defense. You will never, ever give up a short field. You'd never be disappointed because the ball rolls into the end zone. If Joe, put a piece of paper in front of me right now to sign, would you sign up for a touchback on every punt? My answer is going to be yes.
You might, right, it's almost a benefit
to know.
To know that, hey, like, and not be tempted by it.
You'll
like,
never punt from the 50.
You'll never punt from the 50 because you know it's going to go right to the back of the end zone.
Yep. Or you'll make peace with it. You're going to punt
from
You're going to punt from your own 40. On 4th and 6, going to be a touchback.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Sold. I, of course, that won't happen. Not everyone will be a touchback. But so you'll have some hang time and some technique, and I'm sure that Sean McDermott won't want to do that, and Leslie Frazier and their special teams coordinator, Matthew Smiley. Like they're going to want a little better, but netting 62 is from anywhere on the field. He punted it from his own 8.
Yeah, right.
It went from the 8-yard line into the end zone.
Yeah.
And it almost checked up at the 2.
Yep. Right, 92 yards.
Ball
travels.
They call it 82. It went like 95. I think it went 77 in the air. That was a 10 out of 10. The fact that it's a touchback doesn't even matter when you punt it from your own 8-yard line. If this Bills team, which we think is going to have the high-powered offense that it does. You know, how many times are they going to punt a game? Not that many. And when they get on the plus side of the field, what are they going to do? Hopefully they're going to go for it like they have for the last couple of years. If you have to go 75, 80 yards against this defense every single time, Bills are going to win a lot of games. So my plan on special teams is to never want or care about the finer points of the punting and just say, hey, buddy, blast this puppy through the back of the end zone.
Right, every time just kick it as far as you can.
We will never commit a penalty, right? Not going to commit a penalty to give them better field position. We will never give up a punt return that goes to no punt return touchdowns to sneakily get a team back in this game. We will never suffer injuries on our punt. We don't even need gunners anymore.
Well, I was going to say, you never get a punt blocked because you just have everybody back blocking.
That's right. Max protect through the back of the end zone. I'm telling you, I think it's a special teams hack. What somebody pointed out on Twitter, and I thought this is a good point. You got guys making this roster because they're gunners on the team? Not anymore.
No more gunners.
No more gunners. Give me a kickoff specialist that puts it in the end zone. Sensitive subject, 13 seconds. And give me a punter that goes to the back of the end zone. I can eliminate returns altogether and always make you go a long distance against my defense. I think that's a legit analytics special teams hack. Hacks off the team, my hawk.
Your signature can be the John Hancock, like that everybody sees, like big at the bottom. I want to be the Thomas Jefferson, though, signing right underneath it.
Yeah,
like I am in on this. I think the main reason is though, like the fourth down part. Like just do not have me punting from the opposing team's side of the field at all, ever.
Yep.
Like please never have that happen. And if this punter is going to make it so that they're not more tempted to do that, then I'm in. But they can't cut him, right?
Nope.
They can't cut him.
He made
that is a special, special talent for a punter.
I mean, you could argue he made the team when they drafted him, and he's a draft pick.
Right.
And Matt Hawk last year struggled, and they've had Ariza punting an awful lot.
Basically, don't screw up the holding so bad that we can't keep you.
And when you drop that 62 net and that 82-yard punt, you buy yourself probably a year, at least, to see the special ability. Think about any other position. You know, a receiver makes an incredible play, a one-handed catch. Khalil Shakir, we're already pretty impressed by what he's done in one preseason game, and everybody wants to see more. Isaiah Hodgins had a highlight. That highlight, maybe he'll make the team. Matt Ariza, what's the equivalent? A quarterback like Josh Allen throwing 70 yards? He showed you something that you don't get from anybody else. You can't find that almost anywhere in the league.
Yeah.
Almost anywhere on earth. You can't find a guy.
He might be the human being on earth that can punt the ball the furthest.
Right.
Like it's possible he's the guy for that. So, yeah, a year? At least, if he's on the team, and I would assume at this point that he's going to be, you know, you get, what, a couple of muffs along the way, and, like, you're fine. If it becomes, four or five times throughout the course of the season, maybe they make an in-season move. But I think I would agree. Even if you buy yourself, all right, you got one blocked. You dropped a snap. You dropped a hold. Like, you can get away with a couple of those because everyone's going to remember, oh, yeah, but you're also going to kick the ball 90 yards, once every four or five punts.
Yeah. Where were you when Matt Ariza unleashed his first bomb?
By the way, punter swag rating through the roof. I saw you tweeting about the number 19.
It's a cool
for him.
Number.
It's a cool number, but he's got the whole. He doesn't look like a punter.
No, he looks like.
He almost looks like a receiver.
Yep.
He's got the arm sleeve. He's got like the face mask that like a receiver would have. Not like just the. You know, like Bass has got it, like the really thin two bars, like around the chin. Like he looks like a football player.
Carl writes in the regular season, if the Bills are fourth down on their own 20, do they purposely take a delay of game to give him more room to work? Yeah. Arise has only got 82 yards here. They're going to back him up and make sure he's got 87 to work with.
If you watch the punt, like where it lands and where it stops in the end zone, the ball kind of stops and like turns around like maybe 3-4 yards into the end zone. So where would have been the perfect spot for him?
5 yards
where
back.
Did he punt from?
The 8.
The 8? So the 4. You want to get him to the four-yard line, I think, is where you want to get Matt Araiza to.
And the Bills have taken their seventh delay of game to give Araiza 35 yards to work with. Now, it's pretty cool and a fun thing to talk about that, you know, this punter, he's lived up to it so far.
There was also, like, I for the most part, will, like, roll my eyes a little bit at, like, the holding part of all of this. He never held in college. So, like, he's picked it up. Like, he's learned this thing in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
And there was one, I don't think it was the game-winning field goal, but one of the previous field goals, the snap was, like, in the ground in front of him. And, like, he picked it up. Like, he picked it up, he got it, it was right down, laces out. And, like, any thought that holding some crazy skill that is going to take him a year to learn, like, that was perfect right there. Like, was not a good snap, you picked it up, it was in, and Bass kicked it through the uprights.
You know, so it all depends who you ask. I mean, when we talked to Tasker from camp, I asked him, like, is it hard? And he thought, I don't think so. He's like, I did it.
Right.
And, you know, can you learn it? I guess.
I think Araiza just has, I think.
Sure. And one thing to maybe be, well, nervous about is it's only because we've paid attention to it all year that if there ever is a bad hold or a fumbled hold, it'll be a thing. So there could have been one.
Right. Yeah.
There could have been one in any one of the last 50 games for the Bills. But we didn't talk about it going into the season. So surely, week 6, week 10, there's going to be a botched hold. And, oh, hey, guys, we talked about this. I mean, it could happen anywhere along the way. The Cowboys, when Romo botches that snap in the playoff game, they didn't talk about it the whole year. It's just a freak thing that happened, unfortunately, to Tony Romo.
I'm ready to do the math on it. Week 6. If they right, like, what are the points that you lose? You lose 3, right? You lose 3 points for a botched snap on a field goal. How much do you gain with 25 extra yards on every punt throughout the season?
Right. The points, expected points added,
yeah,
to pin a team or flip the field by 60 yards if you can. I mean, he's not going to net 60 on every punt. We know that. But one of the benefits of where they were on the field, he's punting from the 8. It probably is. I mean, pull out the driver, man.
Yeah.
Hit the big club. Thunk. 90 yards later, it's in the end zone. And, you know, everyone's just going to, like, all right, that was a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Sal said it best on Twitter. He said, don't overthink it. Don't talk about the net. Don't talk about it into the end zone. Every coach, every time, would take a 62-yard net.
Every time.
Every single coach would be thrilled with a 62-yard net punt. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. All right, yeah. Is David on the line? I'm just not, for whatever reason, I can't punch people up. It's still not working for me. Oh, all right, I thought he was there. Anyway, I got to tell you about the FedEx playoff because you missed it.
I missed it, and then also I went to the highlights that the Golf Channel put up, and the whole, they must have done this thing where they only put the good shots in.
Okay.
So I guess they stuck very literal to the term highlights, but I went to these highlights to see the lowlights, like to see how they got to where they got in the third playoff.
There were lowlights in the playoff.
Yeah, that's what I went there for.
It was like watching you and me in a playoff. A little bit. Scrambling. What's he going to do now? Oh, that's in the water. Oh, that's way to the right. He's got to punch out. It was crazy.
The ball that is jumping around, that's the video I see on Twitter that caused me to want to get to the highlights, was seeing it bounce like 4 or 5 times and then landing like between the grass and like where the rocks and the rock wall was.
Pretty good stuff. We'll try next for DJ in Lockport, if you can punch up. DJ, good morning, DJ.
Hey, I just realized there's a bell now and not that sound. So,
all right.
You know, the new caller's coming in. It's a bell now. So, anyway, real fast. First off, do the Bills have the strongest leg and strongest arm in NFL history on the team at the same time? And two, Case Keenum did not look that good. Are we going to start worrying about him as our backup? Or, I mean, if he has a bad game the next couple games here, is he in line to be cut? If you try to go get a snitch or somebody, or does Barkley look decent against number 3s and 4s, but are we worried about Case Keenum? And if so, who do we go to get more so of Josh Allen's skill set? So in case somebody else has to play, they don't have to change the whole dynamic team just for the new guy. So I'll hang up and listen, and have a good day, guys.
All right, thanks, DJ. You might be worried about Keenum. I am not. I think he is a...
I'm not either.
...very serviceable backup who has been a starter. And, you know, last year he played for the Browns a little bit. Three touchdowns, one pick. I'm not worried about him. It is the preseason. They don't game plan. I'll pull out the full preseason pledge for you, which does not apply to punt gods. but I'll pull out the full preseason pledge. It's not real football. It is practice. It is practice with a scoreboard. It's still practice with a scoreboard.
It's not the best offensive lineman out there in front of him. It's not the better receivers out there in front of him.
He's not throwing to Diggs. He's not throwing to Davis.
What are you trying to judge him on? You're trying to judge him on who should be the backup quarterback. You're judging who should be the backup quarterback on. You got to go in with the first team offense because Allen's hurt. How you doing?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm supposed to tell what he'll do because Bobby Hart couldn't block anybody yesterday at left guard.
How many games do they win if they play 17 games with Case Keenum instead of Josh Allen? They go 9-8?
Eight or nine. They're the Dolphins. They're the Patriots. Is that overstating it?
I think it might be too low.
Too low?
I think it's too low.
I mean, this AFC's tougher, but Case Keenum with a Vikings roster that was maybe comparable to this, but even not as complete as this, went to the NFC Championship game.
I mean, the Bills are the Super Bowl favorite with Josh Allen. Without him, are they still the favorite to win the division? If Keenum's in instead of Josh Allen
for a full season.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Allen. What I'm trying to say is, I think when we talk about this team, we talk about them as, on paper, the best roster in football.
Right.
One of them.
Outside of quarterback.
Ian Harditz, who you and I both follow, he's Pro Football Focus.
Yes.
He had an interesting way of saying this. If all 32 NFL teams had Drew Locke as their quarterback, the Bills would win the Super Bowl, is what he said. Basically, like, the Bills have the best roster outside of quarterback and arguably the best quarterback as well. So I am not worried about Keenum.
I'm not either.
And, you know, Barkley's presence is something.
He's going to be the Davis Webb, right? He's going to be the guy that Allen's comfortable with. It's like the coach in the locker room. Like, just that's also on the roster.
803-0550. We'll get Sal's thoughts on Keenum, on Matt Araiza, Khalil Shakir, Baylen Specter, another name like that guy flashed all over the field. We'll talk about him with Sal. Tim Settle, the new look defensive line. I came to something, I mean, we've all known this, Joe, but just kind of thinking, really thinking, watching a Tim Settle bull rush of Quentin Nelson, I just thought, I just can't wait to watch this defensive line. This new look defensive line with Von Miller, Ed Oliver, Tim Settle, everybody they've got, Epinesa, Rousseau. I can't wait to watch this defensive line. It's something that, you know, could be pretty exciting. 803-0550. We're taking your thoughts on the preseason opener and, you know, what you think. We all come away with things we think, and it's about, you know, putting those in the right spot. I'm guilty of it too, thinking like, oh, this guy looks amazing. With Punt God, it's true. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.